Hey everybody, it's Dan. So in this video I want to talk to you about getting your marketing mix correct.
So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey, it's Dan, hope you're well today. So let's talk about marketing mix and what I mean by that. So a marketing mix is basically where you put out some marketing and you have a good mix of it. And so you've got leaflets, you've got Facebook ads, you've got Google ads, you've got organic social media posting, you've got latest news updates, you've got Facebook Lives, you've got videos, you've got images, you've got long form text, all of that good stuff. So one of the ways in which you know whether your marketing mix is working effectively or not, and it's a little bit weird, is this, but you actually end up not quite knowing where the lead came from. So if somebody said, you know, you ask a client, how did you find us? And they say, well, do you know what? I got a leaflet through my door, and then I went to your website, and then I served an advert on Facebook, and then I went to Google, and I typed in whatever, and you popped up. Like, what part of marketing is responsible for that? And all of it is the answer. It wasn't the first thing, it wasn't the last thing, it wasn't the ones in the middle, it was all of it. And that's what we call a marketing mix. And too many businesses, they just go with one type of marketing because that's all they've ever known, possibly. Or they don't know how to do Facebook ads or how to do Google pay-per-click. And or they've done it and it didn't work. And the reason it didn't work is they didn't know how to do it. So they might have done it, but, you know, it's like, have you ridden a horse? Yeah, I've ridden a horse. Didn't like it. Why not? Well, all I got was a tail in my face. What do you mean you got a tail in the face? Were you sat on the horse the wrong way? Yeah. Yeah, but I've tried it. I didn't like it. Yeah, but you're sat on a horse the wrong way. Yeah, didn't like it. It's rubbish. Doesn't work. Right? So when you're doing your Facebook ads and your Google ads and all that stuff and you're doing it yourself, like, are you an expert at doing that stuff? Probably not, I'm guessing. So you need to start giving it over to experts. People know what they're doing. So that you can get better results and better responses. So that's what your marketing mix should be. But as I say, too many people do too much of just one thing instead of doing lots of different things. Now, you've also got to find out what's going to work in your business and what's not going to work in your business. And Facebook ads might work or it might not work. But the type of Facebook ads that you're running or the type of campaign that you ran may have been the reason as to why it worked or why it didn't work, but you don't know that. So you've got to try lots of different types of campaigns. Is it branding and awareness campaigns? Is it download a free brochure? Is it jump on a strategy call? Is it download my 5-step guide to better whatever? You've got to test and test and test. And again, the problem for most businesses is they haven't got the time. So, or the experience, or the knowledge, or the in-house expertise, or any of that good stuff. So one of the things that really stands out for us is when a client comes to us and we say to them, what have you done before? What's worked? And often they'll go, nothing has worked. Nothing has ever worked. Everything we've done hasn't worked. And we say to them, okay, well, who's been doing that? Well, I've been doing it. It's like, okay, I get it. Mr. Plumber trying to run Google ads and wondering why it doesn't work, there's a reason why it doesn't work, okay? And some of this can be trial and error, but how many plumbers have got the time, the experience, the knowledge on how to work trial and error, or the budget to do trial and error? That's why you should come to a company like Funnel Experts, for example, who have got the experience and the knowledge and the trial and error, and other clients in the same industry, potentially, so we've got the experience in doing it. But right now, you've got to think about what your marketing mix is. Is it leaflet drops? Is it Facebook ads? Is it Google ads? And one of the ways in which you can test this in a really nice way is you just focus on one of those per month. So this month, let's drop leaflets. Let's just see what the response is. You drop 10,000 leaflets, you get 3 phone calls, you close one client, or, you know, you get 50 phone calls and you get 20 clients, whatever. And then next month, let's do Google pay-per-click. Let's see how that goes. And you run each week a different type of campaign. And that's going to give you a lot of data for you to analyse to work out what's going to work and what's not going to work. Or you might run the following month Facebook, or the following month might be just pure organic, or the following month might be getting on other people's podcasts. And that's going to develop a mix or let me rephrase that, that's going to develop a level of data that's going to tell you what works. And then in months 5 or 6, let's do all of them all at the same time and see what works there. And by the way, I can tell you pretty much month 6 is where you're going to get all the data and you're going to get to know what works and what doesn't work simply from the data. All right, I hope that's useful for you. I hope that gives you a bit of an insight into marketing mixes and how that can help your business. If you've got any questions, let me know. Other than that, we'll speak to you in the next video. My name's Dan Latta. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.